The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah discusses halacha of being makhtir shabor mochai, mashur ismoy zevel. And the Mishnah says, al mhiktir shabor v'acharkach nesmali mayim, ashpa v'acharkach nesmali zevel, shayvach v'acharkach nesmali yoinim, ilum v'acharkach nesmali peiris, sod v'acharkach nesmali asovim, moilum bahem v'im moilum v'mashur v'soichon. Rabbi Yossi says, ha makhtir shas asod v'ilum, moilum bahem uv'gduleim, v'mneishen gedulei hektish. And the Gemara Bava Basra brings down that there's a Tana who argues also on Bor v'achakach nesmali mayim. That Bor v'achakach nesmali mayim, the halacha is going to be that you're moil in the mayim also. So the Gemara asks, what's machlikas by mayim? The Gemara says, machlikas is of Adam makne dover shloi baloilam. If you hold Adam makne dover shloi baloilam, then when the person was makdish the bor, he wasn't just makdish the bar, he was makdish the bar, and the mayim, which will eventually fall into the bar. So even though the fact that the mayim comes into the bar, that itself is not enough to make that the mayim should be hektish, he should be moil in it, nevertheless, since lamaisa he was makdish it, because all the makdish the bar shloi b'loilam, similarly you're moil in it. Now the reason why you're not moil in the mayim, if without the din of Adam Makdish Dover Shloi Baloyim, so the Rishonim argue about it. Taisus says that the reason is because Ein Yad LaHektish, because even though it's falling into the bar, which is a chotzer of Hektish, and if the bar will belong to a person, the person will be kind of the mind that falls in, nevertheless, Ein Chotzer LaHektish, so Mamela, the Hektish is not kind of the Mayim, and the Ramban says that even though Yesh Chatzal Hektish and Avad the Mayim that falls into the bar does belong to Hektish because of the din of Kenyan Chatzar, nevertheless, since the person didn't do Kedushas Peh, the Mayim is not going to be, you're not going to have Me'ilah on the Mayim. Because Me'ilah is not on something which just belongs to Hektish, it has to be that somebody who's Makdish is Kedushas Peh. Whatever it is, the Gemara makes this Tully in the Machloikis between Rameir and the Chacham, if Adam Makdish Dover Shloi Baloilam. That if Adam Makdish Dover Shloi Baloilam, so Memela, when the person was Makdish the Bar, it's as though he was specifically Makdish the Mayim that ends up falling into the Bar, and therefore, you don't have to come on to Yad LaHektish, and you don't have a problem that you don't have Kedushas Peh, because it's considered Kedushas Peh. And the Gemara asks over there that even Rameir holds that you need to have Avida Dasi. It has to be something which is likely to come into the world. So the Gemara answers that the water is flowing naturally derech chatzer lebar. The water flows through his chatzer into the bar. So therefore, it was always avidi d'asi. It was likely for the water to come into the bar, and it was likely for the water to become his. And therefore, the halacha is that the hektish will work if you hold like a mayor holds all the makdish davar shloi b'loilam. So I had an interesting question. The question is like this. I didn't think of this question when I was learning the sugya, but it's relevant to the sugya. Shaila is like this. Well, if Rameir holds other makdish davar shloi baloilam, so now, do we say that it has to be that ultimately, or other makna davar shloi baloilam, do we say it has to be that ultimately the person who's being makna the thing, eventually the thing comes into his rishos, and then he's makna it? Or do we say that even if the thing never ends up coming into the person's rishos, as long as it was likely it was going to come into his rishos, he has the ability to makne it, even if he never actually takes possession of it. If he's makne it today, even if tomorrow never actually came into his rishos, nevertheless, the haknah will work. So obviously the pashtus would be like the first tzad, that even if you hold all the makne davar shloi baloilam, that just means that a person has the ability to create the chalois of the kinyan, even at a time when he doesn't yet have the ability to actually be machnet. He could already set the ball rolling and set the plan in motion of this kinyan taking place. But ultimately, he has to actually get the koyach. He has to own the item in a way which he can be machnet the item eventually. And then the fact that he started off the process yesterday will continue and be completed when he actually gets control over the item. But if the person never actually owned the thing that he wants to machna, one would think that it would be impossible, even if you hold all the machna dover shloba olam, how is it possible you can machna such a thing? So I had this question, and I wanted to bring a raya from a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that, let's say, Ben Levi sells a Sada to Yisrael. And he says, Amanasha Maiserishin Shali. The Ben Levi knows that the Yisrael anyways has to give Maiserishin to Levi. So he wants to have an advantage. He wants to say that I'm only selling it to you if the Maiserishin remains mine. So Gemara says that that works. So Gemara asks, how does that work? So the Gemara says, L'chayr, we ain't other machna davar shalai b'loilam. So in other words, even though the Levi is trying, the Gemara understands that the Levi is not making a Tanai, he's being Mashiach, he's leaving out the Ma'is Rishon from the Kenyan. But the Gemara asks that if the Allah is Einal the Machna Dover Shalai B'Loilam, so you shouldn't either be able to Mashiach, you shouldn't be able to retain something which is not yet here. So if I'm selling you a field and I want to retain the future Ma'isras, it should be impossible for me to do that because those Ma'isras are not yet here. Rabbi Eger famously explains that The Gemara understands, I don't think he's going with this Gemara specifically, but he explains that the concept of shir, the concept of leaving something out of a kenyan, is analogous to the process of actually being maknet. So something which I could be maknet, I could leave out of the kenyan. But something which I can't be maknet, I can't do a shir on either. Because one could have assumed that a shir is just simply not being maknet. You don't have to have the ability to create a chaloi sakno in order to make a shir. But Kvedegar understands that when a person sells something, he sells it completely. The shir doesn't mean I'm leaving that thing out of the kenyan. The shir means that the other person is being maknet back. It's like you're maknet one way and then you get back the thing that you were mashayer. So that's why the Gemara asks the question, Eid on the makna, davar shloi b'loilom. Now that Brisa continues and says that, let's say the Yisrael, the buyer, goes ahead and sells it to somebody else. So nevertheless, under certain circumstances, the Meisters will still belong to the Levi who was Mashiach them. So I had a question. In the Gemara's Maskana, it's not sure, but the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara asks, Ain't all the Machna Dover Shloi B'Loilam. It's Mashma in the Gemara that if you'll be able to eat Machna Dover Shloi B'Loilam, then we would understand the Brisa. L'chayra, we can't understand the Brisa even if you hold other Machna Dover Shloi B'Loilam. Why? Because let's say you say that it's like you're being Machna the Sada to Yisrael, and then he's Machna back the future Maestris. And you hold other Machna Dover Shloi B'Loilam. Fine. But the Brisa says that even if the Yisrael goes out and sells the field to somebody else, nevertheless, the Maestris will still belong to the Levi. So in that case, it's like the Yisrael said, I'm selling you the Maestris for the next 5 years, or 10 years, or forever. And at some point, some of those Maestris actually came into the world when the Yisrael didn't own the field anymore. So the Yisrael never got bailus over those Maestris to be able to have been makna them to Levi originally. So l'chayr, this will be proof to our question that is something which is avidi da'asi, something which grows naturally out of a person's field, he could be makna davar shloi b'loilam to Reuven. Let's say I say I have a field that's going to grow crops this coming year. So according to our mayor, all the makna davar shloi b'loilam. So I tell my friend Shimon, here, I'm being makna to you the crops of this coming year. And then I go and I sell the entire field to Levi. So even though the crops didn't grow in my rishos, nevertheless, since all the makna davar shloi b'loilam, and at the time that I was maknet, it was oimed l'kaf that the crops would grow in my possession. It was shvachtim avil, they would grow out of my field. So therefore, the halacha would be that I would be able to makna those crops, even if the field didn't belong to me at the time that the crops came into the world. So this would be pleasure, the shiloh that we had before. Lamaisa, the Taisis over here in Bava Basra that we're speaking about asks this question. He asks, how could you say that a person who, that how can you say that if you hold Adam Maknish Davar Shalei B'Loilam, then the water that eventually falls into the boar is Hektish. The owner of the boar never ended up owning that water because the water fell into the boar after the boar was already Hektish. And therefore, the owner never took possession of the water that he should be able to makdish it, even if all the makdish davar shloi b'loilam. So Taisa says the Dirum Shan in the Gemara. Taisa says that's talking about the water flows through the field of the person who was makdish the bar. And therefore, the person gets bailus over the water before it falls into the bar. And therefore, he does have the ability to makdish it. Even after he was makdish the bar, he retained bailus over the rest of the chatzir. And therefore, he ended up getting bailus over the water. The Rashbam over there doesn't seem to learn like this. The Rashbam may be a raya also to this thing that we were trying to learn out of this other Gemara in Bava Basra. I found a shach who seems to assume with a pashtus that you could be makdish davar shloi b'loilam even if afterwards you sell the field and that you never get possession of the crop that grows, the davar shloi b'loilam. The shach says like this, very interesting shach. The halacha is that bal choyv gevis hashvach. Let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon. And Shimon has a field. Shimon's field is, let's say, worth $100. And Reuven lends Shimon $120. And so obviously if Shimon goes ahead and he builds something on the field, he builds a nice house, and the house, and now the field is worth $120. There's no question that if Shimon still owns the field, so Reuven can collect the entire field, because it doesn't make a difference if the Shvach was around at the time that he lent him the money. Obviously, he's goyva from whatever possessions the loiva has. However, let's say Shimon sells the field to Levi, and then Levi goes ahead and improves the field. He creates shvach in the field. And now the field is worth $120. So the Gemara says, a chiddush, bal choyv gevis hashvach. Nevertheless, Reuven can come over to Levi and tell him, I want to take the field and the shvach. So the Gemara gives the whole explanation why this is true. And it's without going into the whole explanation, the explanation only applies to a case where Shimon, the borrower, sold the field to Levi. But in a case where Shimon the borrower gave the field b'matana to Levi, that explanation would not apply, and seemingly the halacha b'alchayv gave us hashach wouldn't apply. So if Reuven lends Shimon money, he lends him $120, Shimon's field is worth $100, and then Shimon gives his field, he grants his field to Levi as a present, and then Levi goes out and improves the field, and now the field is worth $120, it would seem in the Gemara that Reuven cannot be gave the shvach from Levi. Comes along the riff and says that this only applies by shvach that's not memela. Shvach that you have to spend money to create the shvach, and you have to either work or spend money. But something which naturally grows in the field, that Reuven would be able to collect even if Shimon gave it b'matana to Levi. That's the chiddush of the riff. And many, the mechaber paskins like that, the Ramah is chaylik, because Taisis is chaylik. It's been machloikus about this. The shach says, I think it's pashut like the riff. Why is it pashut like the riff? Because he says, you don't need to say a chiddush that balchayv is gevis hashvach for shvach that's asi memela, for shvach that grows on its own. Why? Because we know from the Gemara in Bava Basra that even though ain adam makna davar shloi b'loilam, even though we pass in that you can't be makna davar shloi b'loilam, but you could be meshabed a davar shloi b'loilam. You could create a shibud, you could create a lien on a davar shloi b'loilam. Says the Shach, if so, you don't need to say a chiddush. It's not a chiddush to us that a bal choyv could be goyva shvach to asim yimeyla. Why? Because as long as you wrote the ikni, as long as you promised the bal choyv that you're being meshabet to him, even a davar shloi b'lo oilam, so then the shvach to asim yimeyla would anyways belong to the bal choyv without any chiddushim, without any mechira, whatever system the Gemara discusses over there. It will be pashut because you can be meshabet davar shloi b'lo oilam. Now, according to what we were just discussing, that even if you hold other makna davar shloi b'loilam, even if you hold like Rameir, that you could be makna davar shloi b'loilam, nevertheless, that would only apply to something which you eventually had bailus over, so l'chayr, the shach doesn't make any sense. Why? I mean, chas shom, it's very hard to understand the shach. Because in this case, you're right, you can be mishabed davar shloi b'loilam, fine. That means that if I have a field that's worth $100, and then I'm a shabbat and all the davar shloi b'loilam, and then eventually I buy another field, or the field grows, things grow in the field, and then the field is worth $120, so now it's meshubah. Now if I go and sell it to somebody else, then you could be gaivit from that person. But if I first sold the field to somebody else, and then the shvach came into the world in that person's possession, so then I never owned the shvach in the first place, so even if you hold all the makna davar shloi b'loilam, I wouldn't be able to makna it, so who told you that if you hold, you could be meshabed davar shloi b'loilam, which is what the halach is, that shibud would work. One could argue that the same way that hakna would not work according to our mayor, shibud wouldn't work according to us. So why is the shach assuming that it's so pashut that the riff is right? L'chayra, if you hold like Taisis, and now we're sugya, the riff shouldn't be right, because even if you hold ikim meshabed davar shloi b'loilam, nevertheless, that would only apply if you eventually got bailus over the thing. But if you first gave the field away to somebody else, and then that person created the shvach, so the loiva, the borrower, never actually got bailus over the shvach, l'chayra, the shibud should not work. So l'chayra, from the shach, you see clearly that he's assuming that you could, that Hakanah on Davar Shloi B'Olam or Shimur on Davar Shloi B'Olam would be possible even if the Makan or the Meshabed never actually got bailus of the thing, and that's why to him it's Pasha that the Rif is right. And this would stem with what we were saying from the first Gemara in Bava Basra by the Levi who's Meshayer the Maiserishin, that I also thought that it was somewhat of a raya. Obviously that raya is not as ironclad as anything else, but the Shach seems to me to be a very, very clear raya to this question. But we're saying Taisus, and our Sugya argues in this, and Taisus is clear that you cannot be Makna if you never get bailus over the thing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.